This is CPR News. History Colorado plans to open an exhibit next year on the Sand Creek Massacre. It's the museum's second try, and CPR's Corey Jones reports this time tribal groups will play a big role.
In November 1864, hundreds of Cheyenne and Arapaho had gathered in eastern Colorado. They hoped to negotiate peace with the territorial government. Instead, U.S. cavalry attacked the village. The troops brutally killed more than 200 people, mostly women, children, and elders. It was the deadliest day in Colorado history. Otto Braided Hair, whose ancestors survived the massacre, says that trauma has lasted for generations.
We still have strong feelings about our history and what happened to our old people.
The History Colorado Center in Denver first tried to do an exhibit on the Sand Creek Massacre 9 years ago, but it closed after just 45 days. That's because of criticism from tribal members who had little input in its development. Braided Hair says they wanted to be involved in telling the story.
We haven't had that, didn't have that in the earlier times.
It was a hard lesson to learn.
That's Shannon Vorrell. She directs exhibit planning for History Colorado. Vorrell says after they pulled the exhibit, her staff started a partnership with three Cheyenne and Arapaho tribal groups. History Colorado has also worked closely with Ute tribes on a Ute Indian Museum in Montrose and a related exhibit in Denver.
So that gave me a lot of experience in this work and the listening that it requires.
The National Endowment for the Humanities has granted History Colorado $400,000 for its new Sand Creek exhibit that will help pay for museum staff to visit tribal members on reservations in other states. Some of the money will go to consultants. This time around, Otto Braided Hair will be working with History Colorado as a member of the Northern Cheyenne.
Because it happened to the tribes, most people think, well, that's tribal history. It's not. It's everybody's history. It happened in Colorado. So it's a history of Colorado. And then it's a U.S. history, belongs to the public and needs to be told.
The exhibit will also explore the tribe's histories and contemporary cultures. And Braided Hair says he hopes that it brings some healing. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp at 6:34. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.